welcome to the Sugarview Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In this episode, we'll review the steps or tools to use to troubleshoot some common user issues. If you have users coming to you saying they can't see a field in a report, they can't see a record, or they say a field value has changed, but it wasn't me that changed it, what do you do next? We need to confirm the issue first. So let's take the I can't log into Sugar issue. After some clarification, the user says, when I attempt to log on to Sugar, I can't log on to the system. There is no error message. If I switch browsers or empty my cache, I can log into Sugar. Why does this problem occur? This problem may occur due to one of the following reasons. First of all, you may have exceeded the number of cookies allowed. Depending on the browser that the user is using and the size of the cookies, you could be limited to as few as 20 cookies. If both your website and your Sugar application are on the same domain, then they share the cookie pool. So if you log into another suite while you're logged into Sugar, it creates more cookies. When the cookies exceed the limit, the Sugar cookies are pushed off the list and you are unable to log into Sugar. Second, your website is creating cookies with the same name as Sugar's cookies. Change the name of your website cookie and try to log on to Sugar again. And lastly, your password needs to be updated. There are two ways Sugar handles password management. The first is having the password set or reset by the admin user. If the login screen, you do not see a reset password option, then you may need to contact your Sugar administrator to have them reset the password to something that would allow you to get in. However, it is possible in the settings to allow users to reset their own password. If this is the case, you can click the forgot password and you'll be able to provide your username and email. Sugar will generate a password and send it to your email. The password can then be used to log in. However, it's also possible for an admin to set up a time limit for the password, so make sure you log in as quickly as you can to make sure it's still valid. What if the user comes to you and says, I can't see a field in my report? Well, there's several possible causes for a field not being available in reports, which includes the specific field being marked as unreportable in Studio, browser cache and session issues preventing new fields from appearing, or an unexpected field is shown as a relationship in the report builder interface.
The first possibility of not being reportable in Studio is that only certain field types are available in reports. If this field type is available for reports, all you have to do is open up the field in Studio, mark the checkbox for reportable, and then click Save. If the field is already marked as reportable, occasionally the field may not appear in the Reports Available Fields panel because the browser's cache has stored the information that keeps the field from appearing. All you have to do is clear your browser cache to make this field available in the report you're trying to create. If the other solutions still do not work, you should navigate to the admin page and perform a quick repair and rebuild to resolve the issue. And finally, it is possible that the field you're looking at for the available fields list for the module is not a field at all, but rather a relationship. One-to-one and many-to-one relationships will appear as fields when viewing the field in the record. But in reality, these are relationships and therefore represented differently when building a report. For example, if you're attempting to filter an account report by the assigned to user, also called assigned to field, as it's displayed as a field when viewing the account module, but this is really a many-to-one relationships between accounts and users, meaning that each account has one assigned user, but each user can be assigned to many accounts. So you can find this relationship field in the related modules column. Another issue you might face is that the user may be unable to access a particular record. You can apply some of the troubleshooting steps to pinpoint why this is not working as anticipated. And those are: when users attempt to access records from a link within the application or through an external resource, such as an email notification, they are presented with the following error. Error retrieving record. This record may be deleted or you may not be authorized to view it. The most common reason that a user cannot view a record is that the record is assigned to a team that the affected user is not a member of. In addition to teams, the user's role and the user's assignment of the records can also limit which records a user can see. Roles can limit very specific areas of the application to what a user or group of users can do in a specific field. In terms of getting back to why the user can't see a specific record, we also need to see if they have any roles attached to their user profile, which might be limiting what they can see in Sugar. The third reason a user can't view a particular record could be due to the module being hidden from them. This often occurs when a user cannot see an email archived to a record. Sugar has the ability to hide a module for all users, or the user can elect to hide a specific module in their user preferences. Next, a user says, a field has changed on one of my records and I didn't change it. Well, users are able to view the history of changes via each record's audit log, which can be accessed by selecting View Audit Log in the Edit drop-down menu. Please note that all fields that are marked as audit in Studio will have changes tracked in the audit log. Navigating to the Accounts module and changing the type field from customer to partner for a record, for example, once the change is saved successfully, click the Action menu on the upper right-hand corner of the account record to view the option for View Audit Log. Please check the show notes for all the supplemental troubleshooting articles. I hope this episode is helpful to you, and stay sugar sweet.